Oh, something that I forgot to say yesterday, that when you're listening, when you're davening a long Shemoneh Esrei, I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, when you're davening a long Shemoneh Esrei, and the tzibur's up to Kedusha, Rabbi Kibbeh Eger says that you should raise your feet. When they say Kaddish, 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 even though you're Milah Shemoneh Esrei and you're being yotze with either the tzibur or you're being yotze with the chazan, so you should raise your feet when when they do that. Right.
So he's saying we should
But
do it. We should do it. L'chatchila.
what? Raise your feet. Yeah, if you're saying Kaddish Kaddish, yes.
What do you mean? If you are saying we are talking about once you when what you already said, Yihiratzon.
No. We're talking about Stam and Milah Shemoneh Esrei.
In the
But you
middle of
shouldn't.
Shemoneh Esrei, we are not answering. We are
You're
silent.
not answering. You're silent. Yes.
So we're raising feet 3 times for all three, or only for first two?
Whatever you normally do. Whatever you normally do.
I thought you were
Okay.
supposed to stand there and not do anything.
You're not, but you should raise your feet when they're doing. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says
You
you
lift
should
your
raise your
body
feet.
up with
But
your feet. I
if
believe
you
it's laid
normally
up.
lift, if you normally lift, you're supposed to
If you normally
do
lift, yes.
I think it's later in the Kitzur.
Is it in this siman? We ref
I'm
finished
not
the
sure.
siman.
Maybe next Timon. Maybe next Timon. I
Maybe
believe it's
Mehiye
later that
brings
you're
it.
supposed to lift your body up on your feet. Yeah.
Okay, maybe. All
We
right.
did it last time. I don't remember doing it before. I believe it's probably later.
Not
Okay.
later. Yo, we didn't do it.
What do you mean? We're up to your test already. We're out of.
So, no, you did the Kedusha already?
Yeah. Didn't we? Oh no, we're in
No,
Shemoneh
I
Esrei,
didn't
right?
do the Kiddush
Oh, we're
yet.
not up to Chazor
Yeah, we didn't do
Shashat.
Kiddush yet.
We're
Yeah.
not up to Chazor Shashat yet.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, and what else? Was this something? What were we discussing yesterday? Oh, taking these 3 steps back.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, I don't remember. Okay. What'd you say? Your test from where to where? Did we start? We heard recording anymore. Aleph to test, did he say?
Yes, you're recording already.
Aleph to Zion.
Aleph to
To
Zion,
Zion.
including Zion. Okay,
Yes.
thank you. Okay, Dine Simon, you test Dine Mashavuruch, Vitalu Matar, Vyala Vyave, Vanenu, meaning all the extras. So we have to remember because this is coming up in a couple of weeks. So for those in Eretz Yisrael, it's already, we already started. Bechayrif Aimrim, in the winter we say Mashiv HaRuach HaMerid HaGoshem, or Geshem. Some say Goshem, some say Geshem. It depends on whether you say that that's the end of a sentence or not. In this particular situation, it should be Goshem because it's the end of a sentence. Umaschil, meaning in this, the way the Kitzur is writing it. Umaschilim
Yes.
b'Musaf Shmini Atzeres, and you start from Musaf Shmini Atzeres. Vashamash Machriz Mikoidim, and the Shamash has to announce Mashiv HaRuach HaMerid HaGoshem V'im Lo Hichriz, and if he didn't, Ein Omrim Oisoi, then you don't say it. Oz betfilas and Musaf Shabalachash, and you don't say it in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So the Chazan gets all the credit because he davens for the Amid Geshem, but really the one that's making everybody switch is really the Gabbai. So let's say somebody's a Chayla and he's davening Bichidus alone. People from the Kfarim that don't have a Minyan, Yamtinu betfilas Musaf, meaning because you have a Shaila now, should you daven Musaf? If you daven before it gets announced in Shul, so you're not supposed to say it yet. Right, so what you should do is Yamtina Batfilas Musaf, Anashosh Bavadi Espalo Bayoris Musaf. So they should know, don't start Musaf until the shuls have already davened Musaf. Like this, you know, it was already announced. Very negayah to women. Right, husband comes home from shul, the woman is davening Shachris, even Shachris. Right, once the husband comes home from shul, or once the shuls already start announcing Mashiv, then Shachris, you also have to say it. Right? Musaf, and we say it until the first day of Pesach. They say it again in the Tfilas, in the quiet Shmoneh
So let's say like
Esrei.
white shul, let's say like white shul. So there's many minyanim, and there is for sure in the next minyan they already davened. They already started saying it by an 8 minyan, so and somebody comes later.
No, I think it has to go with this the average time. But anyway, so everybody davens it in the quiet shmona. So because this is talking about the places that no longer say mashruach merda gusha, meaning nusach svar they announce merda tal. But if you don't, there's nothing to announce for like the Ashkenaz that doesn't say mashruach. They don't say merda tal. So what do you announce? There's nothing to announce, right? What do you do? Just bang on the shtender.
Do they announce it in Shayashu? I don't remember.
Yes, because they Shayashu says Marit Atol.
No, that's what I'm saying. Shayashu announces Marit Atol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in other shuls, like most Ashkenazi shuls, there's nothing to announce. So the kids are saying in the silent Shemana Esrei of Musaf, you do say Mashavurach Marit Goshem, right? And he stopped saying it.
I think that's the one tefillah a year that Svard has to, a Svard person has to go to a Svard shul. Remember going through with your father.
Correct. Yeah, it's right. A complicated thing. If you say right. Marit Atol and you go to this type of shul that doesn't say Marit Atol, you have a problem. Right? Because you can't say Marit Atol because they didn't announce it. On the other hand, we're supposed to say Marit Atol. Right, for sure, gam tzibur ain't on mincha, and the tzibur doesn't say mincha. Kivin shekvar shamu mshliel tzibur shepasuk milamer. They already heard from the shliel tzibur that he stopped saying mashvoch amar de goshem. Amishem espal v'yichidus. Somebody who's davening alone, yaktim lespalo as tefilas amusav. Then he should daven then tefilas musav. They should dayin lepasuk shliel tzibur milamer bayaros. Means the opposite of what we said on Shmini Atzeres. There, he should make sure to daven musav earlier. So he doesn't have the problem of whether to leave out Mashavuach Amar Degoshem. Kimishu Mispal La'achas Shekvar Pasuk Shliach Tzibur La'amr B'Musaf. Somebody who's davening after the Shliach Tzibur stopped saying B'Musaf, Eino Amre Oid, he doesn't say it anymore. Fine. Yesh Mekoy Mishom, now here, the Yesh Mekoy Mishom, B'Kayetz Mashavuach Amar Hatol. Some say Mashavuach Amar Hatol, most just say Moirat Hatol. B'Yachriz Kain Hashamish, and the Shamish should announce this. Koydim Musaf Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. Before the Musaf of the first day of Pesach was Maschilin, Leimar Kain, Gam Balachash B'Musaf, and then they start saying Merda Tol in the Quiet Shemin Esrei, but Paiskim B'Leimar Merda Goshem, and they stop Merda Goshem. Right? Now, the question is, why don't we just stop it? Like everything else, we start at night. Right? So why do these two we start during the day? Since when do we have one type of Meir? One type of Shemoneh Esrei for Ma'ariv and Shacharis, and a different one for Musaf and Mincha. Right? So really, we're supposed to start, but we don't because people are not in Shul. It's night, so it's not as public. Right? So the question is, why 2 weeks from now do we switch to the same Bracha? Right? So it's during the week.
Also, right? Some people may start davening by plug.
Yeah. But it's because
that's also at night. Same brachas at night.
Right. That's the only one. That's the only one. Yeah. You start at night. The same bracha.
But the same rule should go for that too. What's the difference?
No, because it's during the week. So Memela, it's different. The other two are switched on Yom Tov. So they didn't have. So it's a riot that they had WhatsApp, right? So meaning they didn't have WhatsApp on Yom Tov. It didn't spread. The news didn't spread. On Yom Tov, maybe. Either way, but if somebody switches by mistake, so that's a whole tumma where they have to go back. Because really, we're meant to stop at night on Yom Tov, not during the day. So for technical reason, we stop during the day. Okay, Beis. Tov aloyam ha-mashiruch ha-mar ha-goshem. So if you forgot to say mashiruch ha-mar ha-goshem, im nisko koizm shomar ha-barocha m'chayi ha-mesim, if you forgot... Before you say the Baruch Mechai Mesim, Omer Makam Shenizkar, you say where you remember Rak Shelo Yeh Be'emtza Inyan, it shouldn't be in the middle of an Inyan. Kegayinim Nizkar La'achar Shomer Mekayim Emunasai. Right? If you remembered after the Mekayim Emunasai, Omer Gamkin Lishenei Afar, because it's the middle of a sentence. Right? V'Omer Mashav Ruach Micha Moicha. V'im Reitze Yochal Omer L'Gamri Mashav Ruach Omer L'Gashem L'Chal Kechayim. Meaning you can go back to and then continue from there. But let's say you said Mechayim Mason, and then you said, oop, I didn't say Mashiach. So you have to go back to the beginning. You can't go back to Atta Gibor because Shalosh Brachos and Rishon is Kachada Chashivi Leninzeh. They're considered one. Shim Siyam HaBracha Shaloi Kahagen, because if he finished the bracha not properly, it's Aruch Lachs of the Rosh HaTfila, because all the first three brachas are all put together in one basket. Top of Meirav Shal Pesach of Bishach of Musaf Eloi Amre ain't Tzarech Lachsa. Like we just said, if you made a mistake on Meirav of Pesach or Shach of Musaf and you didn't say it, you don't go back. Fine. Give him a Karmish Amre B'kai it's Mashu Baruch Amore Datol. For those that say Amore Datol, Im Tova Amar Kain Gam B'chayrif. So if you made a mistake and you said it in the winter, Im Lai Nisgrad La'ach Hashem Baruch HaTashem, if you didn't remember until after Baruch HaTashem, Goymer HaBaruch HaMechayim Mesim, then you just finish Mechayim Mesim because you already said Baruch Ata Hashem. And you don't have to go back because of Geshem. Kivan Shekvar Hisker Tal. Since you at least mentioned some sort of praise, that's enough. Ba'ach, Im Nizkar Mikoydim Shomer Es Hashem. But if you remember, before you say Baruch Ata Hashem of Mechayim Mesim, I remember welcome to Salka and Yonah Marad Hashem, then say it, go to wherever, if it's the end of an Inyan, then say it there, and then you could continue. Or, like we said, go back to it. Fine. Imta b'kayitz. If you made a mistake in the summer, so imniska kaidem shomer abrocha mechayim esim chayzor maskal atogibo. Beinzais midin chazara elikadesh tei abrocha nikeres. It's not because of chazara. It's only for the so that it could be recognizable. Sheina aim rabba mashabruch marad agashem. Right, but if you didn't mention it until after Mechayim Esim, then like we said before, you have to go back to the beginning. That's not bad. Because you didn't say the Geshem part. Meaning the reason we don't want to say Mashavuach Mered Geshem in the summer is we don't want rain in the summer, at least in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to go back to the beginning.
Are we davening for Eretz Yisrael or for Chutz La'aretz?
That's also a big hack. Whether where are we really davening for? That's you're davening for your location that you should have, that you'd have rain for the crops, right?
Only in the fields. Only we want rain only like in the fields.
Yes, correct. That's what this is all about.
And people who travel, they continue dominating for their location.
Yes, basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an interesting issue. If you say Mashav Ruach HaMared HaGashem in the summer, and then you say Tal, so how does that work? Does that erase it? Right? I mean, you can't erase.
What do you mean? Then you say tal. You say Mashiv Ruach, and then you say, oh, I made a mistake, and then you say more to tal.
Yes.
I mean, I would think in your mind that you erased.
You can't. You see, normally.
I mean, you said it, but you're like, oh, oops, I made a mistake.
No, not saying it's if you say it, right? Then, you already davened for the rain. You can't take that back. Right? Meaning, normally, with Taika De Dibur, if you make, let's say, Moitzi Lechem in Aretz, and you really had to say Shahakal, so, okay, so you said Moitzi Lechem in Aretz, but you also said Shahakal within 3 seconds, so you're good. Here, you can't erase what you said. Right? Okay, whatever. It's an interesting.
Why is it stunned? Why is it such an important thing that we have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? This is like praise for Hashem.
Right, you're saying, but you're saying the wrong praise. We don't want.
But still, it's not that.
Well, that's
like,
the law.
We're not really asking for it. We're not really asking for it. We're just praising Hashem for it.
Right, but that's why Mered Atal works. That's why Mered Atal works instead of Mashuach Mered Geshem. Right. Because you at least you're saying a praise. Okay, hey, Masri, we can't say the wrong praise at the wrong time. That's sort of.
But aren't we afraid we're, the second time around we're not going to have kavana either? And now all those brachas are brachla vatolos?
No, that's only when you don't have kavana. Here is you said the wrong thing. When you don't have kavana,
oh.
Yes, you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, but we never have kavana nowadays. You
but don't make a difference.
Have
you still
nowadays.
You're 100%. But that's only when the kavana is the reason you're going back. So we're saying you didn't have kavana the first time. You're not going to go to second. Here you said the wrong thing. So you don't even have even our mindless tefillas. You don't even have that because the tefillah we said was no good.
Yeah, here you obviously had the kavana because you realized you said it.
Right, but you didn't say the right thing. So Mamela, you're out. So that's what you have to repeat.
So basically,
okay.
Marin Hatal works. The idea with Marin Hatal works.
Marin
Hatal
works. Yes, yes, it's worth
okay.
it for those of us. For those of us that say Marin Hatal in the summer, it's great. This is one less stress of Shemoneh Esrei.
Is this why Asher Yoshev does it, or
that's not
because
why
Gro
they do
holds?
it? No, the Gro
Holds
Eretz
to do
Yisrael.
it all year.
Like Eretz Yisrael. They do like Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Hey, Maskilin Laimer Talamata Betfilos Arba Shayem Shishim. This is coming up in 2 weeks, Bezes Hashem. Right? We start to say Talamata in the evening of the 60th day La'achar Tkufas Tishrei, after the Tkufa of Tishrei. What the Cheshbon is, that's why it goes with a secular date, because the Tkufas go with the solar calendar, not the lunar calendar. Right? For who, B'yam Revi, B'yam Chamishi, it's either on the 4th or the 5th, Achshav Chamishi Ashishi, that we don't do, L'chaydesh December, V'aymrim Ad Pesach, and we say it until Pesach. Fine, Vav. Im Tov, Elohim or Talamot. Let's say a guy makes a mistake, he doesn't say Talamot. Im Niska Kaidim Shasim Abracha, if you remember before you finished the Bracha, Mavarech Hashanim, Aymer Sham. The same Talamot, the Bracha, Apnei Adama, V'sabeinu, and then you do a regular Baruch Atah Hashem. And if you don't remember until you already sealed the bracha, meaning you already said Mevorech Hashanim, then you keep going. So you put it in Meshmakalin. Let's say you said Baruch Atah Hashem of Shemei Atfila, and then you remembered. Kol Shalei Amar Adayin Es Hashem Yochel Lomer V'Sein Talamot El Baruch Ki Ato Shemei. Avalim Lo Nizkar Ad La
Hashem. You say it before you say Ki Ato Shemei. If you remember.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. L'chatchila you're supposed to do before Ki Ato Shemei. This is talking about if you even forgot then. Right? Avalim Lo Nizkar Ad La Hashem Baruch Shemei Atfila. But if you already said Shemei Atfila, Chayzer or Maskel Baruch Aleinu, then you got to go back to Baruch Aleinu. V'im Lai Nizkar Ad La'achar Shomer as a Pasuk Yiyu L'Ratzon, right? Yiyu L'Ratzon is at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, like we learned yesterday. So Chayzer Rosh Atfila, then you got to go back all the way to the beginning. Right? Now, he leaves out, the Kitzur leaves out, and the Mishnah Brura brings... The Mishnah Brura brings it, I think he also doesn't pass on like it. Some say that when you say Mevarech HaShonim, and then you remember, you can say the same Talamata right there, before Hashivenu. I'm saying before Hashiva Shavtenu, right? So some Paiskim say to do that, some Paiskim say not to do that. But if you know, if you think by the time you hit Shemei Atfila, you're going to space out again, then you certainly should say it. I'm saying not before Tekabah Shofar, right? Before Tekabah Shofar. After Mevarech Hashanah, which happens a lot, because you say, Mevarech Hashanah, oh, I forgot the same Talamata. So say it right then and there, especially if you're going to be Chayshu, that you're going to forget it already again in Shema Keleinu. We have to remember these halachas in 2 weeks, yeah. Zayin, Tobakai, it's Amar Talamata. Let's say a guy made a mistake in the summer, he said Talamata. Chayzer Maschil. Baruch Aleinu, he goes back and he starts Baruch Aleinu. V'im lo nizkar ad la'achar shomer as a pasuk yiyu l'ratzon, chayzer l'rosh ha'tfila. But if he didn't remember until after he said the pasuk yiyu l'ratzon, then he goes back to the beginning of the tefila, like we said by the other cases. Okay. And we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. I'm coming over there now to... I'll be over
yeah.
a couple minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'll pick you up.
Have a fine night.
I'll be there before.
Good night.
Thank you.